Welcome back to Feathercast. My name is Rich Bowen, and I am currently interviewing various speakers that will be speaking at ApacheCon, which is just a little over a week away in Sevilla. Today, I'm speaking with Sean McKinney, who is a repeat offender. He's spoken at a number of ApacheCons. Thanks for taking time to do this, Sean.
Pleasure.
I'm looking at the schedule here, and you're giving two talks at this upcoming ApacheCon. Is that right?
That's right.
Tell us about these talks. What will you be speaking about?
Okay, so the first talk is a new one. It's called Next Generation Directory-Based User Management for Cloud Infrastructure. And what that means is we're trying to describe a solution for managing user access in machines that are running in the cloud that's broadly applicable across all cloud variants and all Unix-style operating system machines. And it's based on best practices that have been around for many years. And then we have a little twist there, which is how to keep these policies in sync in the current infrastructure requirements of everything being highly elastic, which is to say that, with nodes popping up and disappearing with rapidity, how do we keep those nodes in sync in terms of the policy? And so that's really what we're trying to do is to describe a solution for doing that.
Is this something that you're doing in libcloud? Is that right?
We're not really focusing on any cloud provider or any particular cloud infrastructure. Now, I personally am using an IaaS provider from CenturyLink. And so we've got, various kinds of machines that are being managed by the CenturyLink IaaS provider. And these machines can be, say, CentOS or Debian or Windows or whatever. And then how would you be able to manage them from a centralized policy? And so it really is a matter of trying to solve a pain point. Mm-hmm. And that pain point is best illustrated by the classic example of, say, an employee terminates for whatever reason, or maybe they're a contractor. And so then that that policy grows stale if it's not centralized, right? And so if in the traditional style, if everything's kept in Etsy password, for example, then that particular employee or contractor will still have access to those machines. In particular, if they're exposed over the internet, then they can still get in those machines. And so how do you guarantee that you've removed access? How do you govern those machines? So what we're really doing is we're taking best practices of centralizing policy for Unix style machines using a directory, mm-hmm. and showing sort of traditional controls for doing that. And then we're solving the problem that wasn't in existence 20 years ago, which is these machines are popping up and disappearing really fast. So 20 years ago, we installed a machine and that thing was going to be in place for weeks, months, if not years. And so there wasn't a real compelling reason for something like what we're presenting, because, an administrator can go in there and add whoever needs to be in there and it's not a big deal. Where today, somebody pushes a button and presto, you got 5, 10, 15 machines that pop up. And then how long do you wait until everybody has access to it? That's really kind of the background of the problem we're trying to solve is to use best practices by centralizing the policy, using a directory and using traditional POSIX Unix controls, and B, having a mediator in place that can then control those policies in today's dynamic environments.
Well, I don't want to give away your whole talk in this one interview. Tell me about your other talk.
So the other talk is one that I've given before, and it's really the Why I Built Apache Fortress talk. Mm-hmm. And its purpose is, I think, twofold. A, it is to explain what we did and why, And B, it is to help others who are perhaps considering starting their own Apache project and trying to give them some of the lessons we learned in terms of what you got to look out for.
So this is more of a community talk rather than a technology talk.
That's correct. I mean, we will talk about technology in terms of access, you know, because Fortress is an access management product, and I am going to go into the requirements and specifications that Fortress solves. And so that there is that. So if you're interested in that area, I think that talk would be good for you. But I think it would also be good for those who aren't particularly interested in access management, but they are interested in say, open source projects and starting a project and perhaps learning some of the things we learned.
Looking forward to seeing you in Seville. Have you been to Seville before?
I have not. Spain is on my bucket list, and I am definitely looking forward to it.
Well, I'm hearing that from a lot of the speakers, and I'm actually going to be doing an interview on Monday with someone who's from there and is going to tell us all the things that we should see when we're there. So we have that to look forward to as well.
Apache cons are, they're just in great cities, right?
Yeah.
We were in Vancouver last spring, and before that, Budapest was a wonderful place to be, and now this. It's a great conference. It's great subject matter, fantastic community, plus in a wonderful place. What is there not to like about any of that?
Thanks, Sean, and I will see you in a little over a week.
Sounds good, Rich. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.